Good day to you, and welcome to another edition of The Front Page here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. We have a full house today. Members of the Morehead Theater Guild, and the Guild will be presenting Tuesdays with Maury coming up on August 18th, 19th, 20th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. Hope you're taking notes. You will be quizzed later.
Yes.
Fridays and Saturdays, the shows will be at 7:30 p.m. On Sundays, it's a matinee at 2 p.m., and the show will be held at the Rowland County Arts Center. From the Theater Guild, with us today, Roger Fisher, Jim Colgan, along with Diana Reeder. And Diana is directing, Roger's running sound, and Jim Colgan is Maury. Someone had to be Maury, so they chose Jim.
Yeah.
Jim could be a Maury. I thought he could have been a Mitch, but he has to be a Maury. All right. Well, first of all, Diane, I'm going to ask you about the premise of Tuesdays with Maury. Explain what this is all about.
It's Tuesdays with Maury is the autobiographical story of Mitch Albom. He was an accomplished journalist driven solely by his career, and Maury Schwartz, his former college professor. 16 years after graduation, Mitch happens to catch Maury's appearance on the Ted Koppel show and learns that Maury is battling Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS. Mitch decides to visit Maury, thinking it'll be a one-time deal, in and out, do his duty kind of thing. After he leaves, he goes back and visits him again, and before he knows it, he's going back every Tuesday, and he ends up visiting Maury every Tuesday until he dies.
If I remember right, Mitch Albom is from the Detroit area. Is that correct? So does this play take place perhaps in that part of the country?
It takes place in several different places, actually. It covers Mitch's school life at Brandeis, and it also covers his working in Detroit, but he makes the trip to Massachusetts to visit Maury each week.
Boy, that's a pretty hectic lifestyle. Yeah. With the type of lifestyle he kept as a journalist. Yeah. And also a broadcast journalist.
It was a big deal at first. Maury asked him, can you come back next Tuesday? And he said, well, sure, yeah, I can do that. And he said, well, could you come back every Tuesday? And Mitch said, well, sure, I can do that. And at first he's overwhelmed, but he does it. And he is very glad that he did it.
Well, I have to believe, and I'll ask you about this, Roger, a little bit, that this is sort of a story-based play. It's not what you'd call sort of an action-type thing. And, I mean, it's got to be about just this relationship, I suppose.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's solely about the relationship between the two and how it develops again, 16 years after graduation. Mitch is always trying to be apologetic for the fact that he forgot his old professor, because when they first parted, he had sworn almost that he would keep in touch, but he didn't.
I think that's the same thing, though, with most college students. I mean, working on a college campus,
yes,
and having people who go through our program here at the station who are students, and a lot of them will say, we'll catch up later on, and you know, I can remember here 31 years later, I'm still waiting for a few of them. You know, and that's just the way life is.
It happens
as Mitch,
to all of us.
Yeah, as Mitch says in the play, he says, life happens. And that takes care of everything.
He went on with his career, and he admits that he forgot his old professor. He narrates the show to us. So he fills us in on what's going on all the way through the show.
So we kind of go through with Mitch Albom then, and Tyler Elam, I guess, plays Mitch, but Mitch is sort of, as you say, narrating, but he's also a part of things. Is that difficult to pull off?
He's doing a great job with it, but yes, super. He is. He's out of the setting with Maury. He's talking to us 1 second, and 2-3 seconds later, he's with Maury again. And it's a back and forth kind of set up where he is having to continually talk to us and tell us what's going on, and then he's with Maury again.
So,
but it's going great.
Did the two men have, when they were both in college, and of course Maury was teaching Mitch, did they have a close relationship at that time, or
oh,
did
yes.
it somewhat evolve as time went on and they got older.
Right. They did have a great relationship when he was in college. And then, like Roger said, Mitch
just straight
experiences
away.
His life, and he changes his profession, and he is busy, very busy. And then he sees Maury on the Ted Koppel show, and that's when it starts to change.
Well, what's the story then of Maury? Because if he was on Ted Koppel, he obviously had a fairly credentialed career himself. Jim?
Well, Maury gets on the Ted Koppel show because once he finds out that he has Lou Gehrig's disease, and he decides that he, instead of withdrawing from the world, he's going to continue to live as long as he can, he starts taking notes and writing down little aphorisms about watching himself decay under this disease. Those aphorisms he gives to a friend. Friend gives them to a reporter. Reporter gives them to Ted Koppel. Ted Koppel calls Maury and says, "Will you be on my show?" That's really as simple as it happened.
So it was sort of an accidental reunion in essence.
Yes, absolutely, because Mitch actually says that he's channel surfing one night and he comes across the Ted Koppel show, and who is Maury Schwartz? You know, who is Maury Schwartz? I know who Maury Schwartz is, and that's how the whole thing gets started.
Yeah, it's interesting in that sense. So, but I'll go back to this question in a different way. They had a relationship as basically teacher student, mm-hmm. and that's a totally different relationship than what you might have as two adult men. You know, grown in through their careers and done things and accomplished things as both of them have. Is the relationship, how different is it when they reunite?
Not very different. Maury is a teacher through and through and through. And Mitch becomes at first a reluctant student of his as Maury teaches him, you know, what it's like to die and what kinds of things he himself, Maury, is thinking about. So there's still the student-teacher relationship all the way through to the very end. Hmm.
And this has to be difficult for Mitch Albom because he's watching somebody who he admired, somebody that he learned a lot from, somebody he liked, as you say, waste away. Mm-hmm.
I believe for Mitch that was a turning point in his career. He was a very aggressive overachiever and forgetting what life is really about. After his sessions with Maury, he winds up being the morning man on WJR out of Detroit. That's his number one, as he would call it, gig at that time. Then he kind of settles into more of a routine as opposed to the sports writer he was for Detroit, running here, there, everywhere. As he says, he's the baseball, basketball, football, one season right after another, to London for tennis. He covers soccer. He forgets about what really is important in life, and that's what he learns from Maury when he makes this reassociation.
So in other words, it sounds like, while ALS obviously is a life-ending and life-changing experience for someone like Maury Schwartz, for Mitch Albom it was maybe even more life-changing in some ways.
Maury has accepted and has decided to live his life to the fullest as long as he can. Mitch, however, is struggling with some things, a death in his family that he hasn't really probably dealt with yet. And so his life kind of changes after that. And the play is about Maury teaching Mitch. It's about Mitch's journey, the way I see it.
So he never did stop teaching Mitch.
No, he did not. No. And it's about, it teaches so many things in this play. I've never seen so many truths come out in a play before, but how to relate to your loved ones, how to forgive others, how to forgive yourself, those kind of things are all dealt with. I don't want it to sound like this play is really all sad, though, because it isn't. There's comedy all the way through it, and the authors have done a great job of inserting those comedy lines right at the right places, I think.
Yeah, Maury had some great lines.
Yes, he
great
does.
Great lines.
Yes, I do.
Well, Jim, I'll ask you this. What kind of guy was Maury Schwartz?
Oh, gosh. Maury is, first of all, he's a quote-unquote, he's a character. I mean, through and through, he's a character. He's very wise. He's very intelligent. He's very educated. He's and he loves to be a teacher. He loves teaching young people. He loves watching them come and go every single year. He's very funny. He has a very dry wit, and that's what Diana and Roger were just referring to. So I'll sprinkle all through the play. There's these little jabs or digs that he gets that are very, very funny.
Yes.
He is very brave because he faces this disease, which he's told in the play that he doesn't have years left. He has months left. And it terrifies him.
Is a disease that basically completely incapacitates you.
Completely incapacitates.
Shuts everything down in your body.
Everything. Yeah. So he's very brave because he takes it and he says, I'm not going to let this thing beat me. I'm going to continue to live my life to the fullest as best I can. And all the way through to the end. That's
and
what
he does.
And he does.
And he teaches, as we've been talking about, he teaches Mitch right up to the very end. Mm-hmm. He teaches him in the very end, he's teaching him how to forgive and how to forgive himself. Right to the very end.
And and Mitch tells him at the beginning when he leaves college, he says, Coach, he calls Maury Coach. He says, I don't know how to say goodbye. And he finally learns that too. In the end, and he relates to us, the audience, what he's learned from Maury in the end.
What is it about Mitch Albom that Maury Schwartz feels like he needs perhaps in his life? I mean, of all the students he probably had as a college professor, why Mitch essentially?
Maury takes to Mitch immediately. From the first class that he comes into of Maury's. You know, that's kind of a hard thing to know because why are you attracted to anybody, really? I can relate to this relationship because I grew up without a father. I was raised by my mother. My five of us were raised by my mother. My mother and father got divorced when I was 7. And I don't think I saw him more than twice over the next 20 years. He disappeared, basically. So I grew up without a father. And when I got here to Moorhead to major in music, my mentor was Dr. Fred Mueller, who taught in the music department. He taught theory and composition. And for reasons that I can't quite explain, you know, we were drawn to each other. And he became my Maury for the...
Did you draw upon that experience then as you... went through this and are going through this?
To a certain extent, yes. I mean, it was a very, it wasn't a very different relationship. I'm sorry to say it was very different, but it wasn't. He was always teaching me, and he was always on me. He was always, you know, making sure that I was doing all the right things he thought I should do to go on to graduate school and then to go on to work on a doctorate and so on and so forth. That's what he wanted me to do. And I didn't lose track of him until I graduated in 71, I think. I didn't really lose track of him until the middle 80s. And then for different reasons.
I think Mitch is drawn to Maury, too.
Yes.
He says at the beginning of the show that he actually ends up majoring in Maury. So he took all of his classes. Yeah, he's drawn to him, too. And they're a good team.
Is there something, and you may or may not know this, was there something in Mitch Albom's background that may have created that situation?
He lost an uncle that was very close to him. His uncle had taught him piano. As he says, taught me football and everything else. Mitch was going to go into music because of his uncle. But his uncle died pretty early in what he thought was going to be a jazz pianist career. Well, when his uncle died, he quit playing. He went back to school and went into journalism. So I think that
he had trouble with that, the death of his uncle. And didn't know how to, it really never did deal with that death and come to terms with it.
So did this experience then with Maury help him perhaps come to terms with the experience with his uncle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Really interesting. And when I think about this, there obviously was a hole in Mitch's life that needed to be filled.
It's a journey for Mitch.
And then all of a sudden he comes across Maury who fills that. And I guess there must have also though been a hole somewhere in Maury's life that Mitch was able to fill. Would that be correct?
That would be correct.
We don't want to give away the whole show.
No. I mean, we're not going to do that. But it is interesting when you talk about the dynamics of two men who are probably pretty different in age and gone through different experiences. Mm-hmm. But then again, there were some similarities that obviously brought them together.
Mitch is 37, I believe, and Maury is 78. So.
Okay.
But, you know, you were talking about Maury's characteristic. Maury is a very loving person, too. He loves
his students.
So he's not
a curmudgeon or anything
No.
He's a little bit, but he loves his students. He loves them, and he wants to teach them how to love, too. That's part of his body. That's the way that's what he's made of, is teaching people how to love and express that.
Diana, is that what drew you to this particular production and why you wanted to direct?
Yes. The first time I read it, I couldn't let go of it. And I think I've been wanting to direct this for several years. And finally, we decided it was maybe time. And then this February, my father passed away. And I started wondering maybe this wasn't a good idea to direct this particular show right at this particular time. But I got back into it, read it several times so I could get through it again, and decided probably it was probably the best time to do it.
In any way, was it cathartic then for you?
It really has been, yes. It's a wonderful, beautifully written show. Mm-hmm.
And again, the show we're talking about is put on by the Moorhead Theater Guild. It's Tuesdays with Maury. It's based on a book by Mitch Albom. This particular presentation is actually done by Mitch Albom and Jeffrey Hatcher. And the Theater Guild is putting on the show at the Rowland County Arts Center August 18th, 19th, and 20th, along with the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And each week it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the Friday, Saturday shows are at 7:30 p.m. The Sunday show is at 2 p.m. By the way, tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students, and you can purchase tickets at the Rowland County Arts Center or at the door, and you can reserve tickets by calling 606-783-9857 or email rcartscenter. It's like rcartscenter at gmail.com. That might be the best way to explain it.
RC Arts Center,
yeah. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back with more on Front Page as we continue our discussion after this.
WMKY serves the region with news and entertainment showcasing our rich Appalachian heritage. WMKY broadcasts at 90.3 FM from the historic campus of Moorhead State University. We value your comments and ask that you take a moment to share your feedback on our programming. Use the comment form found under the support tab on our website, wmky.org. Thanks for listening to WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at wmky.org.
Welcome back to The Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz. Again, we're joined by three members of the Moorhead Theater Guild, which is presenting Tuesdays with Maury. It's kind of a personal tale from former sports writer Mitch Albom. Mitch had a college professor by the name of Maury Schwartz, who he grew close to, and later on the two men reconnected. But at that time, Maury was dealing with Lou Gehrig's disease, and they kind of went through that journey down the stretch together. And joining us today from the Guild, Roger Fisher, Jim Colgan, and director Diana Reeder. And it's kind of an interesting story. You know, besides you, Jim, are there other cast members? Obviously, you've got Tyler Elam, who's Mitch, but is this just like the two of you the entire time?
It's just a two-man show.
Is that difficult? Because you've got to carry a lot of lines.
Yes, it can be, but I think I've done a half a dozen two-person shows. So I've done a lot of leading roles, so I'm used to carrying a big line load. So it's not that hard for me.
Yeah, I wonder about that because this is obviously a great story. We've discussed it here at length over the last several minutes. But at the same time, when you talk about two-person shows, I mean, if you have multiple people, mm-hmm. you've got a lot of action going on. You've got people moving in and off stage, and you've got all these different people speaking, and there's something that draws people to that. But the story has to really carry this with only just two men in it.
And it does.
And it does.
The story
does.
The story is.
It certainly does. In running sound, I've watched them each night develop, and the characters that they are developing is terrific. Both of them are doing a terrific job. They're interacting very well together. Even off stage, they're kind of, you know, poking fun at each other and everything. So that helps a lot. The chemistry is very good.
Jim, did you know Tyler before all this?
No, just met him at auditions.
Well, and so that would be the key, because a two-man show, as Roger just noted, you've got to develop chemistry, and you've got to do it pretty quickly.
At auditions, there were, I think, five people at the audition. You know, at auditions, he was the one I would have picked if I was directing.
Pretty lively guy.
Yeah, I knew right away that that would be the best matchup between me and him.
He's had some experience, I know.
He has. He's done several shows with the Guild in the past, and then he went to school, and he's been gone 7 years, I think, and now he's coming back home. Started work with St. Clair as a physician yesterday. Was his first day on the job.
Okay, I didn't know that part.
Yes.
That's interesting. Well, you know, and I remember him in previous shows when he was here, even as a young guy in high school. I always thought he was very talented.
He is, and he's very doing a wonderful job as Mitch.
When you look at shows like this, did you have other options? And maybe I know you've talked about what stood out about this particular show and this story, but I know you're always looking for something that tells an interesting story and engages the audience. Did you have other options besides Tuesdays with Maury?
Well, there are always other options. We generally go with, if people want to direct something, you know, they throw it out, and sooner or later people decide, well, okay, why don't you direct this year kind of thing. And there's always things rolling around in your head that you want to direct. And so...
This different for you then from everything you've done?
I've done one other two-person show, and it's easier in some ways because the scheduling issues are minimal. But
yeah, because if you have multiple people who have jobs or school or other responsibilities, trying to get them there all at the same time is like herding cats.
It really is. And so I like that aspect of it. And we started and we did a lot of work in July because both men had time in July. So they are already off book. They're ready to go almost. And I think we've done it well with two people this time. And the set is very minimal, so they're just some furniture and props. The script says don't take away from the show with a lot of things in it, and just go minimal. And keep a continual story. There's no intermission. Continual story goes right through. And it's music and sound effects play a lot in this show because Mitch was going to be a jazz pianist. And so he does play the piano in some of it. And the sound effects, there's a lot of that, lighting. But that's the show.
Pretty minimal.
Mm-hmm. Except for those things and the two actors.
Jim, because you and Tyler are always together and you're going back and forth and rehearsing your lines and things of that nature, is it tough to stay fresh every time out there? And do you worry about being stale when you actually have to go out in front of people? I mean, there's an adrenaline rush, I guess, when you actually perform in front of an audience. But
well, I think it is definitely possible over time for material to get stale. From rehearsal, but that's not happening here, and I don't see it happening either. Every night we're on stage and we're together, and it's working.
You kind of just like adjusting maybe here and there and tweaking a little bit, saying we can do this a little bit better, maybe, or we can do it this way.
That's
about where we are.
Yeah. Okay, so you're basically ready to go, and you still have almost another week
really,
and a half.
Really, we really are ready to go. A couple of minor things to tweak here and there, but basically we're ready to go now.
Well. Good luck to all of you. Again, the show is Tuesdays with Maury. We've been joined on the front page by Diana Reeder, who's directing, along with Jim Colgan, who's playing Maury. Tyler Elam plays Mitch Albom, who actually wrote this particular play. Roger Fisher running sound for this presentation. And again, good luck.
Thank you very much.
All right. Tuesdays with Maury, August 18th, 19th, and 20th, 25th, 26th, and 27th at the Rowland County Arts Center. That's Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, 7:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Sundays at 2 p.m. again at the Rowland County Arts Center. Tickets, $10 for adults, $5 for children and students. And if they're children and students and they're not going to school, don't call a truancy officer. I'm Chuck Meraz on Front Page. We'll see you next time.